the airline industry has been in trouble. Today, there's a new survey out of business travelers, the most important part of the airline industry. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what's the news?
Well, Alex, it's a bit of a mixed bag. As you know, the travel industry obviously took a huge hit after 9/11. But it wasn't only 9/11. The recession and the stock market collapse put a lot of pressure on corporate America to rein in costs. And a big part of that was cutting back on travel, both airline, hotel, car rentals. So, and you saw an upturn in web conferencing, and you actually saw business folks flying in coach. But according to the Business Travel Coalition survey out this morning, the drop-off in business spending has basically bottomed out. It's not going to get worse, per se, but the industry still has a long way to go before things truly get better, and the coalition predicts we'll see a second round of major airline restructuring.
And why such a tepid recovery?
Well, the survey cites a couple of reasons. First, the companies it surveyed spent 7% less on airfare this year than they did last year, and 73% of them said they'd spend even less next year, in 2004. These companies also indicated that they're going to continue looking for new ways of using technology to avoid having to travel. And perhaps most significantly, but to no one's real surprise, 76% of the survey respondents from corporate America said they plan to increase their use of low-cost airlines like Southwest and JetBlue.
Don't a lot of companies have special deals they arrange with the airlines for discounts, and why isn't that working better?
Well, yeah, historically they have had contracts with specific airlines, and you know, you go through your corporate travel office to get those special fares. But according to today's survey, the bean counters at those companies are looking at all the travel websites out there, Expedia, Travelocity, Orbitz, and they're saying, hey, you know what? We can get a deal online, maybe even a better deal than we're getting straight from the airlines. And that also could spell yet another blow to the industry. And here in the Marketplace newsroom, as you know, Alex, the recall isn't the only thing on tomorrow's ballot here in California. We're taking a look at the potential economic impact of Prop 54, which would bar state and local governments from collecting racial and ethnic data.
All right. Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.